Setting goals and getting started. Nia had lacked self-confidence for so long, she wasn't even sure what she really wanted anymore. She had been single for more than 5 years. Even though she'd always imagined herself as a wife and mother, she had convinced herself that maybe it just wasn't going to happen. The fear of going on dates and being rejected had become so strong that she had stopped trying altogether. Avoiding the stresses of dating felt rewarding in the short term. After all, Nia didn't have to experience the overwhelming fear of embarrassing herself or somehow not measuring up. But when she envisioned a world in which she had unlimited self-confidence, she knew immediately it would include a romantic life of flirting, dating, and ultimately building nurturing relationships. Nia decided to set small goals to expose herself to her fear. She would make a profile on a dating app and ask her friends from church if they knew anyone to set her up with. As she took these steps, her confidence grew, and soon she found herself going on dates and even enjoying them. Sometimes the dates were awkward or just bad, and that was okay too. Nia knew that by pursuing her goals, she was starting to live the life she really wanted. As you learned in Chapter 1, confidence is all about action. If taking action in the face of fear, doubt, or lack of motivation were easy, our real lives might look more like our wildest dreams.